Welcome to GSU Panthers Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, today we are presented by Impact Media. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Tons of fun things I want to get into today. As always, happy Wednesday. We have made it to Hump Day. We're just getting over last week's wrap-up game, going into this weekend, the first road trip for our baseball guys. I do want to get into some football stuff first before we really get to the baseball. But, of course, like I said, welcome to the show. Glad you guys could join us. Let's see, baseball news. Wanted to let you guys know that spring practice will begin tomorrow, starting at 9:30 a.m. If you go to georgiastatesports.com, go to the football section, it will actually have a story and a write-up where they give you the exact schedule. Most of them are all in the morning. I believe they're all in the morning. Either 9:30 or 10 starts. Much from here till the spring is coming up, I believe the 16th or so. You're going to cheer the guys and let them know you're behind them. And, stay out of Coach Miles' way. Let him teach these guys the best they can. But I know you guys will do that. There's actually a ton of stuff. So let me find the exact article. But there is a handful of coaching changes. And Doug Robertson of the AJC actually had a pretty write-up on it. I'm just going to get into the handful of them right off the top. If you want the entire thing, I believe I shared the story as well as Doug did. Let's see, I can actually bring it up. Yep, there it is. We're going to start with Luke Heward. Of course, he is the one who's been calling all the plays on offense the previous four seasons. He's now the offensive coordinator. Jeff Jagodzinski, who was the offensive coordinator, and of course one of the main reasons that Nick Arbuckle decided to come to Georgia State, taking care of a family situation. We're not sure exactly how long he's going to be out, but he's currently not with the team. When he does come back, he will be the tight end coach, which he's been doing since Trent Miles took over in 2013. Eric Lewis, who coaches the cornerbacks, is now the special teams coordinator. He will oversee the planning of the groups, other assistant coaches helping with specifics. PJ Volker, who is linebacker's coach, is now recruiting coordinator. Then, of course, Tony Samuel, who was the defensive line coach, left for UNLV. Appreciate your service there, Tony, and good luck to you out there. We're going to have two analysts in for the spring practice. The NCAA rules allow for 9 coaches on the field during practices, so we're going to have two analysts since we are missing a couple coaches going into this. One of them will likely be Rick Minter. Make sure I say his name right. He's been hired as defensive line coach, but it hasn't been finalized officially through NCAA and all that yet. And the other will be a senior offensive analyst who can't be named currently because that process is not full to a point where you can do that. And, of course, Liam Smith was promoted to director of player personnel. Appreciate all the hard work that Doug gets us up on all those, and I'm glad I could help try to sort those out. But that's pretty much all the football news we have. So as we go over to the old ballpark, we're gonna go over some of these games real quick. Now, as far as last Tuesday's game against Savannah State. Of course, they played them last night as well. Last Tuesday's. The Panthers had 7th inning, but gave up 4 runs from Savannah State in the 8th and ultimately lost 10-6. Jack Thompson had a pretty good day. He had a career high 4 runs batted in. But ultimately, they just could not pull the trigger on that one. So, of course, last Tuesday, lost. Coming up against Arkansas State, which is the first in-division opponent we have seen. I'm not real sure what happened to the effect of where the bats suddenly went, but as hot as they have been, I guess they had to cool off sometime. Friday's game, they lost 11-1 to Arkansas State. Jarrett Hood did extend his hitting streak to 10 games, and we're going to get into a little bit about him here in a second. To open up Saturday, the Panthers were able to win that one 5-4. And finally get back in the win column. Actually, James Clements, pinch hit, bases loaded, infield single in the 10th. That got the winning run in so they could win. You know, extra innings there. It was win number 293. For Coach Greg Free. They tied him with Mike Hurst, who was predecessor for the overall career record. I don't know about you guys, but that is a lot of wins, and that's in 10 years for Frady. Of course, this brought up the rubber match on Sunday. Once again, James Clements, who seems to have one of the hottest bats on the team, he drove in a career-high 5 runs on 3 different hits, and Jared Hood actually had 3 RBIs as well and a handful of hits. As the team picked up win number 294, which ultimately moves Coach Frady to the all-time lead for wins by a baseball coach. So congratulations, Greg Frady, on that. It's been kind of a hell of a year so far between the Dermott Hall of Fame and now this. And we can add a few more accolades over. Now, like I said, that's 294. When we opened up loss. Now we got win. Could we make it 3 in a row? Well, with the help of our guest from last week, Caleb Johnson from Primetime Sports, which I definitely appreciate the update as well, Caleb. But he was actually at the game, and we were unfortunately, we had to be here. We were doing our Texas Revolution show, which we do every Tuesday. And he was trying to text me updates the entire time, which, like I said, I definitely appreciate. And I knew it was 1-1 heading into the last of the game, but at one point he texted me to say that position player Rhett Harper was coming in to pitch the top of the 10th. He pitched a scoreless 10th, actually, and also ends up picking up his first college win. Now, how did he do that? Well, that's because Jarrett Hood extended his hitting streak to 13 with a couple of hits, but the ultimate one was his 3-run blast in the bottom of the 10th. Big fella, it's about time you got a hold of one because you've been so close dang near all year long. I've really been waiting on you to get a hold of it, and I'm super excited and super stoked you finally did. I hate that I missed it. But, wow, I mean, he crushed this ball, and actually Caleb says he got it on video, so if he releases that video, I will definitely make sure that you guys get to see it, or, go follow him on Facebook, and I'll see if he posts the video. In fact, we'll have our top-notch team try to figure that out as we get into some of the other baseball news. apparently he hasn't posted yet, so we'll definitely get on top of that as soon as he's able to do that. But as I said, let's get to some of the other news here. And of course, that would be a couple of things that I've noticed with the team this year, and it's some things that we actually talked about when Caleb was on. The second base position, it's kind of being put together. It's slowly starting to get their act together. Kilgore's starting to get a little more comfortable out there, but the faster him and Justin Jones get on the same page, the better this is going to go. Leaving runners on base seems to be an issue this year, and it's something they really need to shore up, because it could cost them some wins, especially as they get into future games and get deeper into the division. Let's see. I told you about Freddie getting number 294. He's now the all-time leader. He likes to get 295 to count yesterday's game. James Clements is heating up. He's probably got one of the hottest bats on the team right now. Looks like Jared Hood's not far behind him. Jack Thompson's starting to swing a pretty good bat. Joey Roach is always solid. And speaking of Joey Roach, he has been named a candidate for the Senior Class Award. Not the Senior Class Award. It is the Class Award for seniors. If that makes sense. I probably just lost everybody. But at the same time, this is just another accolade, another watch list he's going to be on. And I wish Joey the best of luck. And I feel like there's a pretty good shot he could get that. And if he does, he'll absolutely deserve it. Because by far, he's a great human being, let alone a great catcher. So, wish you the best, Joey, and look forward to seeing you spray the ball all over the place, hit-wise, next time we're at the park over there. Now, speaking of the park, it'll be a little inactive this weekend. And, of course, that is because they're finally going on the road. Not that I actually want them to go on the road, because I enjoy seeing all the home games, just like you guys. But they're actually going to be in, I know they're playing UL Lafayette, so UL Lafayette at home. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Of course, Thursday and Friday's games are 7 p.m. starts. Means it might be 6 o'clock over there. In Lafayette, Louisiana, of course. I don't have the name of the complex. I'm sure it's called Lafayette Field or something like that. Maybe. Aren't they the Raising Cajuns? Does that sound right? I'm getting a couple yeses and a couple noes. We're going to go with that. UL Lafayette, University of Louisiana Lafayette. They're always super nice people, whether it be football or baseball, the people I've been around, even the fans. So, wish you guys the best of luck, but hopefully Thursday and Friday at 7 and Saturday has a 12 noon start. Hopefully we can crank off 3 victories, and I believe on Wednesday we'll be at Mercer for a game. But, of course, it'll be pretty much, the game will be going on as this show goes on. So we'll try to keep you updated as we can as far as that one. But I wish the guys the best of luck at the UL Lafayette games this weekend, and then ultimately Wednesday against Mercer before coming home next weekend. But that's going to actually do it for me this week. So, go check up on your favorite players, and if you get a chance, travel on out to UL Lafayette and watch the games. If not, of course, GeorgiaStateSports.com. There's all kinds of audio and video feeds you'll be able to watch or hear the game. I think Dave Cohen has the call on at least one of them. And until then, go Panthers. We'll see you next week.